Every day, our military families endure being separated by deployment. And that's what Ellen Wilson's new single, Feel Your Love, is about. Ellen is joining us from Capitan, New Mexico. Welcome, Ellen.
Thank you, Monica.
I congratulate you on this amazing piece of music and an amazing video, which I so enjoyed watching online. And we're going to have the opportunity to watch it in person here in El Paso and see you perform it live. When will that be?
May 31st at Freedom Crossing at Fort Bliss. And the festivities will start around 7, and then the first video showing will be at 8, and there'll be a big screen that MWR is setting up for us.
Now, you are very familiar with the military experience, aren't you?
I am. I know you were surprised to hear, because I don't necessarily talk about it.
I've known you for several years. I interviewed you through your first album, which is with Destiny, your 2012 release, an amazing piece of work. And then I find out she's a military wife. I had no idea. Tell me about how'd you get into this, ma'am?
Well, because my husband decided to go active duty, and it turned into, it's been 20 years, actually, believe it or not. So, you know, a former actor, what are you going to do? Steve was an actor in his 20s, and this was just his, the next career for him.
Wow, what a shift.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Right.
So
right.
You know the experience, and tell me about the genesis of this particular project, because your first album, Destiny, had a distinctly spiritual, a very inspirational angle to it. And this particular single, Feel Your Love, has a very definite story in it. So where did it begin?
My producer, TL, and I have been songwriting for the next album. And amidst all that, Steve received these orders rather unexpectedly that sent him away, and we found out we would be moving. TL and I, we're talking about the possibility of doing a really, a more pop song. And TL had been challenging me to really sing in a very commercial pop style. And I said, okay, I'll take up the challenge. And then we were discussing what the song would be about. And it just seemed fitting with all I was going through to have it be a love song about love across the miles. So there you go. And as you know, as a songwriter, sometimes the songs just happen from a tiny seed.
Yes.
Like that.
Well, that seed carries a huge load, because the experience, it really is. It's happening all around us all the time, especially here in El Paso, where we have a very rich military community. And oftentimes the civilians are oblivious. Absolutely no clue what people are actually going through. So here you worked with T.L. Brown. He's your co-songwriter and producer. He also plays keyboards, and he has the Virginia media production company Beyond Creativity TM. Now, he's been a valuable partner in this. And then you also had another individual involved in your video portion. Tell me about Darren Domko.
Sure. Well, Darren, for those who like to attend the Freedom Crossing Friday by the Fire performances, Darren is the host and DJ of that. And so my band and I, playing at Freedom Crossing, got to know Darren. And Darren is such a great guy. He's the one who runs over and helps you when you're lugging a heavy piece of equipment.
I like those guys.
Exactly. And, you know, would hoist it up for me, which I did appreciate. And when TL and I were discussing the video, TL had a very definite concept for the story, and he ended up writing the story for the video and filming it as well. So we needed just that soldier as hero. Darren came to mind. Darren has a great story, which we don't have time to tell now, but he's just an extraordinary individual, and he takes care of other soldiers and other people. He's very, very generous, he and his wife, Carrie. And so Darren really sprung to mind, and I asked him if he was interested in performing in the video, and he immediately said yes, and it worked so well.
Oh, yes.
Great
oh, yes.
Job.
Well, now he's a decorated soldier with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's also been through the experience of being the one deployed. And the symmetry of this didn't end there, because in the music video, there's a young son and daughter who play the children of the deployment-separated couple. And who are those kids?
Well, my son, Zachary, and Darren's daughter, Carrie, who will probably be a familiar face to El Pasoans because she's been in a number of commercials around El Paso. And so they were perfect. It was
so basically just a shy bunch of really talented people came together to do this. I mean, these things, let's get real. I mean, these things, music videos, when they're poorly done, they're just awful. They're embarrassing and just you cringe. It's just they're corny and it's hard to watch. This is none of that. This is such a lovely tribute. And I just really was a goosebump moment.
Aww, so thank you.
Again,
certainly.
Yeah. Well, no, this that was very hard. I mean, you pulled off something that's tremendously challenging because of the sentimentality of it, and you did it so well. But now back to this event at Freedom Crossing. It's going to be next Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., and civilians can get on. It's easy to find Freedom Crossing on Fort Bliss.
It's open and free, and there'll be free food, fabulous, yummy food.
So I wish you good weather for that evening. It is bound to be a very special evening, and I congratulate you on what you've accomplished here. My guest today is singer, songwriter, and recording artist Ellen Wilson, joining us from her home in Capitan, New Mexico, and she will be performing her latest special video project release, Feel Your Love, at Freedom Crossing next Saturday. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Ellen.
Thank you, Monica.